Hey, trendsetters. For today's product review, I tried kombucha soda, specifically Health Aid's Booch Pop. So what happens when you combine this gut-friendly fave with a little extra fizz? Should you love it or leave it? Now, before I get into that, I want to thank everyone who's DM'd me product ideas to try. If there's something that you want me to check out, please hit me up on Instagram at Mara S. Campo. I will give it a shot and let you know if it's worth the money. And because I like to spread the love, I'm doing a giveaway with every single product review. That is two giveaways a week. If I don't love the product that I have reviewed, I will send you something extra special that's different. If I do love the product, that is what I will send for the giveaway. To enter, leave a 5-star Apple review for this podcast. Please include your Instagram handle in the body of the review so that I have a way to reach you if you win. You only need to enter once. I'll be doing two giveaways a week and you'll be considered for every single one with that one entry. Those are really good odds, much better than the lottery. So please enter by leaving a review. Okay, now on to Booch Pop. So kombucha has become very mainstream in the last few years, though it's not new. It's been around for centuries, but it's become really popular in the US and other Western countries over the last few years. Kombucha is a fermented tea that contains probiotics and is supposed to be really good for gut health. Now, the taste varies on where you get it from, but it generally has a vinegary taste, a lot like apple cider vinegar. So if you're an apple cider vinegar fan, it has that same kind of vibe. Booch Pop is the latest offering from Health Aid. Okay, so we're talking about kombucha, and now this is Booch Pop. Health Aid is the brand, and they have a line of kombucha that is very popular and absolutely delicious. And Booch Pop is their new thing. It's the next thing. So Booch Pop comes in a tall, thin can. It's kind of like Red Bull size and shape. And the packaging is really, really cute. It's vibrant colors like turquoise and berry pink and yellow. I mean, these are like some happy ass cans, okay? It's available in 5 flavors: ginger fizz, lemon lime, apple, palm berry, and grape. And the company calls it, quote, a totally new take on soda. So since they mentioned soda, let's take a look at the label. Nutritionally, this is clearly much better for you than soda. Depending on the flavor, it's about 50 calories, 10 grams of sugar, and 0 fat or protein. The ingredients list kombucha, black tea, and green tea as the first 3 ingredients, which is a very good sign, and the rest is mostly fruit juice. So now to the most important thing, how does it taste? I tried 3 flavors, but in the interest of time, I'm going to focus on just one, palm berry. So when you open the can, to me, it actually smells a little bit like red wine. It's like grape juice with a little bit of a sour note from the fermentation. And in terms of the flavor, it really is a light, super light, refreshing flavor. It's a tiny bit sweet, but just barely. You can taste the fruit juice, but just barely. You can taste that classic kombucha vinegary flavor, but just barely. It's what you might get if you diluted juice with sparkling water. It's like sparkling water plus, but I don't like carbonated drinks personally. So in that case, is this a love it or a leave it? Definitely a love it. If you like sparkling water, you will love this. It's light and tasty. It's good for your gut. The can is adorable. There's just nothing not to love. One can of Booch Pop is about $2.50, and you can find it at drugstores and grocery stores. So because I love it, I will be sending one person a case of Booch Pop in the flavor of your choice. So enter to win by leaving a 5-star review on Apple. Please send me products you'd like reviewed. Message me on Instagram at Mara S. Campo. Product reviews every Monday and Wednesday. Full-length episodes of The Trend Reporter Tuesday and Thursday. If the day starts with a T, we're talking about trends. We'll be right back.